I'm Nigel Bristow, and I'm running for the United States House of Representatives for North Carolina's 9th District. I was inspired to join this race because 2 years ago, I stood up and ran against Richard Hudson. And, you know, we lost, but we received 38% of the vote in a three-way race. So that gave me incentive to stay in the fight, essentially. And I made a vow that I wasn't going to abandon the voters. And here I am today, ready to run again. The top three issues that my campaign is built on is to work to lower the cost of living, access to affordable health care for everyone. And the third thing would be essentially to address issues with our veteran population and our seniors. The cost of living is a priority because everyone throughout the district, their chief issue is they can't afford to live anymore. They have to make that decision. Am I going to pay for groceries? Am I going to pay for prescriptions? And while they got the whole world watching the price of gas, they're sneaking food prices up again. People just can't afford to make ends meet. And we know the minimum wage is stuck at a ridiculously low amount, $7.25 an hour. That's insane. No one can live off of that. If you can't afford to live, then what quality of life do you have? Secondly, we're working to address the issue of having affordable health care for all. North Carolina right now is the only state in the union that has not passed a budget. There's certain things that are tied into that budget that help fund rural hospitals. And with the bill that was passed last year, some call it the Big Beautiful Bill, others call it the Big Ugly Bill, it slashed Medicaid, Medicare. And because of that, once again, it has put rural hospitals at risk of shutting down. Matter of fact, there's a hospital in the district, Chatham County, that could be on the chopping block. People should have the ability, if they get sick, to go to the doctor and to get prescriptions. We look at other countries that provide just that. We're in one of the richest countries in the world, and we can't give health care to people and can't make it affordable and accessible. It's not acceptable. We need to really address the issues and the quality of life for our seniors. We need to take care of them as they once took care of us. We're looking in our campaign to be able to have seniors retire with dignity, protecting their Social Security, their Medicare, their Medicaid, and to be able to afford them the opportunity to live out their sunshine years in happiness. What sets me apart from the other candidates in this primary is I have my whole life been in public service, and my whole life has basically been in defense of and service of and listening to people. 20 years in the New York City Police Department, I'm a retired detective. 10 years in the public high school system in New York City. I've worked with reentry services here in North Carolina in different community-based organizations. I'm chairman of the board of directors for a domestic violence agency that services victims of domestic violence. People need someone that they know is going to fight for them, that they know has a history of doing just that and has the ability to work with others, come up with solutions to real problems, and then make something happen. This campaign has worked to take threats to democracy. We've taken steps that I would hope would make a difference. For example, we see the State Board of Election has recently taken away some early polling sites. We've spoken out against that, and we've made public statements, and we're actually in the process of partnering with some entities and agencies to work to help address that. North Carolina is also a powder keg on the state level because we see the issues with gerrymandering. On the federal level, we have the ability to pass certain laws like, you know, there's the John Lewis Voting Rights Act that would call into question any voting laws that the state imposes that would seem unconstitutional. They would be under review. And if it's unconstitutional, they would be struck down. That would also help prevent that. My policy platform essentially is putting people first. Congress was enacted to be the voice of the people. And that's why we're running a People First campaign. And that reflects this district. People want to be heard. They want real solutions. And they want their representative to do their jobs. During the government shutdown last year, the current representative never came back to the district and told others not to come back to the district. I mean, I've gone in living rooms, I've talked in barbershops, beauty salons, churches, and they welcome this idea, this new approach. The current representative, who's been in office since 2013, has failed to do that. So that's the great opportunity we have now with this midterm election, because now the people decide who they want to see represent them. When voters see my name on the ballot, I want them to think, now he's our friend. He's our friend that's going to fight for us and bring our message and return our voice to Washington. We believe that he would never abandon us to seek higher office when we lie here in need. We know that we can call on him and he'll come. And if we have a problem, you know, we just got to pick up the phone and he'll be there.